Rodriguez. Admirers pay tribute to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter.
Sad, but what a legacy. The Carters have certainly left their mark on this globe and continue to.
I think there's nobody who doesn't love Mrs. Carter.
96-year-old Rosalynn Carter died 2 days after entering hospice at her home in Georgia. She'd been diagnosed with dementia last spring. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
She was the clear partner, the full partner with President Carter. And she campaigned with him and sometimes independently of him. She was very active in policy.
Mrs. Carter will lie in repose at the Carter Center next Monday. In northern Gaza today,
rockets flew out of Gaza as Israeli airstrikes continue to target sites there. Heavy fighting has also erupted around the Indonesian hospital in northern Gaza, where thousands of people have sought shelter. Israel, the U.S., and Qatar, which mediates with Hamas, have meanwhile continued their negotiations on a hostage release, but no new progress has been reported.
CBS's Cammie McCormick. Egypt's state-run media says more than 24 premature babies evacuated from Al-Shifa Hospital have arrived there now by ambulance. The Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. is scheduled to hear arguments over a gag order imposed on former President Trump as part of his election interference case. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The gag order that was put in place, then put on hold pending today's arguments, limits Trump from messages that target the special counsel, Jack Smith, and Smith's family, court staff, and potential witnesses in the case. Smith has argued Trump's words could threaten those witnesses and chill them from coming forward. Trump will argue through his defense attorneys it limits his First Amendment rights and his ability to campaign.
Severe weather could get in the way of Thanksgiving travel from eastern Texas through Louisiana and Arkansas. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
There is the likelihood of not only severe thunderstorms, but a tornado outbreak, even at this time of year.
The ACLU is stepping in after an 8-year-old Native American boy in Kansas was ordered to cut off his hair. The Girard School District bars long hair for boys. The civil rights group says that violates state and federal laws. Last night in Rio, Swift performed a surprise song in the pouring rain, paying tribute to what many believe was a 25-year-old fan who died Friday ahead of Swift's opening show in Brazil. The singer won 10 Billboard Music Awards last night, tying her with Drake for the most in BBMA history. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, the Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Jeff Mandel of the liberal group Law Forward says the current Republican maps are unconstitutional because they're not contiguous.
They're not all made up of one uninterrupted chunk of land, and that is in conflict with the words of the Constitution, which requires the districts to be contiguous.
Mandel on Upfront on WISN-TV. Lawyers for the map supporters are expected to argue that contiguous has different meanings. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands is announcing a record $65 million for public schools across Wisconsin through the Common School Fund. School librarians and media specialists will use the money to buy new books, technology, and educational materials for students who need them. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you live or work in Wood County, the Health Department would like you to fill out a survey. Healthy People Wood County is working to improve health in our area. The survey asks about health needs and what you think can help improve health in the county. The survey was created by the Wood County Health Department, Aspirus Riverview Hospital, and Marshfield Clinic Health Systems and is done every 3 years. The last survey found the most important health needs in Wood County were access to healthy food, family health, housing, reducing incarceration, mental health, substance use, youth health, and transportation and recreation. You can find the survey at healthypeoplewoodcounty.org until December 15th. Mid-State Technical College and Lakeland University expanded on their partnership at the Mid-State Marshfield campus. Lakeland will have a staffed space at the campus to advise students interested in pursuing a bachelor's or master's degree through Lakeland. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
Our head of the triangle and weather, Paul Trombley. Will be joining us any moment now.
Into the triangle, I like that.
We'll be talking with Paul a little bit. Probably focus on the weather. Probably not talk as much music this morning with Paul. We'll see. We'll see. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Michael.
Here oh, Michael. Again. I'm so sorry to do that to you, Michael. Michael, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing just great. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Michael, how does our holiday week look for us?
Well, thankfully, for the most part, little if any travel concerns out there. We do pick up a very slight chance for some flurry activity late tonight into your Tuesday morning, but that's about it as far as precipitation chances, at least locally, over the next 7 days or so. Out there first for today, partly to mostly cloudy skies. Afternoon high temperatures still a couple of degrees above average, working up into the middle 40s by this afternoon, with our winds out of the east to around 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, as a weak cold frontal boundary approaches from the west, slight chance for some flurries and some sprinkles late, with overnight lows dropping back to 32 degrees. Tuesday, still could have some morning light snow or flurry activity there, but not expecting any accumulations, thankfully. And then we'll start to clear out those skies again by tomorrow afternoon. Highs working up to 45 degrees. A little bit on the breezier side, though, behind that frontal boundary for later on tomorrow, those winds increasing out of the northwest to around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday, looking to stay completely dry with lots of sunshine, a high of 44. A little bit cooler for your Thanksgiving Day Thursday, but still a decent amount of sunshine. We're back closer to average with upper 30s for highs there on Thanksgiving. And for Black Friday itself, partly sunny skies, a high of 33. Still in the lower range of the 30s, even into your upcoming weekend. But that's getting more typical temperature-wise for this time of year. Right now, looking at average highs, upper 30s and overnight lows in the lower 20s. So getting back to more of a late November type feel there as we get closer to your Thanksgiving Day. In the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Michael, are these average temperatures for us, these early ones this week?
Yeah, this week, or at least for the start of the week, with these 40s for daily high temperatures through at least Wednesday, that's actually a touch milder than average. Typically, we have average heights in the closer to the upper 30s this time of year. So getting back closer to more of a more typical feel as we get closer to your Thanksgiving Day and beyond.
Best in the business. We appreciate you, Michael. You have yourself a good one.
You too. Have a good day.
Best Thank in the you. Business, our yeah. friends there. Appreciate our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good to talk to Michael. We don't get to talk to him very often. I love the way that all the Weather Eye people say their last names.
Yeah.
Every weather person says their last name. Like, they don't care about their first name.
Yeah.
And Michael, like, Carol.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Every one of them. And James Maloff.
Yes.
Like, it's a great presentation. It's a very well done way to do it.
Wojcicki.
Yes. It's so good. So good. Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. And just a little bit, we'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to celebrating with you. After Melissa's and our state news, Mel actually has a story for us, another story for us.
All right.
Earworms. We're talking about earworms. We're talking about song gets stuck in your
Music
head.
Playing in your head.
Oh, man.
I think this is going to be one of the best topics we ever do.
I think you're right.
I generally feel that.
You know, I had one of those in my head all weekend from some local artist here. So we can talk about that when we get there. But yeah,
looking forward to it. Yeah. That's going to be a fun one to get into. We're also going to be talking, of course, some Thanksgiving stuff. We've got some reasons or some travel destinations. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Can you truly get too full on? Or we'll get to that in a second. how many of us would bail to have a solo vacation instead of a holiday? We're going to get into that.
Ooh.
That's fun stuff. 9 o'clock hour going to kick off the way you know it does every Monday. The show inside the show inside the show. It's the kitchen's open. We're looking forward to that. It kicks off our 9 o'clock hour, the wonderful show that Melissa writes and produces for us, and we have so much fun with every Monday. Looking forward to that one. A big shout out to our Southwood County YMCA.
You know, James, I don't know if you ever noticed the abbreviation for the kitchen's open is TKO.
Oh, it is. Oh, that is a knockout. Oh, I like that. Oh, I guess we know what I'm calling
it. It's the knockout.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Melissa. Seth may have just, I don't know.
I just noticed it like 2 weeks ago myself.
I don't know if I'll ever call it anything else. I don't know. I cannot wait. It's a really good one we got lined up for you this 9 o'clock hour. Be sure to join us for that. After that, we'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. And a little bit later, I want to get into 5 tips if you're hosting Thanksgiving dinner.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Got some tips for you if you're a hostess.
No.
Should have waited till Wednesday.
Yeah.
Last minute. Here you know. Now you know.
Got some That Ain't Right stuff. Local good stories of the day all coming up for you. Your usual unusual suspects here to kick off your week. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Appreciate the time. So let's get into this one real quick to kick off our show. Is it possible to overeat on Thanksgiving and for your stomach to explode?
Whoa.
Explode?
Well, wow. We're exaggerating a little bit.
I hope so.
But, you know, it is.
That's terrifying.
So certainly I have touched on this a little bit, not really at the place where I'm going to get too in-depth on it, and you probably don't need me to, but my family's been through a lot of up and downs in the last week, and you know, with that, when you lose people that are icons in your family, legends in your family, you tend to take quite, you don't just take a stroll down memory lane, you live on memory lane.
Right.
Like, you're just kind of stuck there. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a lot of this over the past week, and certainly with a big holiday coming up, it's been making me think not just of my nan and papa, but of memories. And Thanksgivings with my Nana and Papa. And one of my favorite things about my Nana was this is a woman who carried herself with class and respect and all of that. And at the same time, I maybe more than anything other than her family loved food and loved feeding people.
Mm-hmm.
And my Nana had a couple of things. One of them, if you didn't burp after a meal, it was an insult. And at Thanksgiving dinner, if she noticed it, like my Papa didn't undo his top button. Jim, do you need more food? Jim, are you full? Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, this is something it was a barometer for her. Like, and if Papa undid his top button,
I didn't make enough food.
She basically, like, that's when she'd sit down finally
and relax
start eating.
And, yeah.
Like, it's just these little, like, stuff you don't really think about that is almost like traditions, kind of, but not really. But also signs of, you know, hey, a person has ate a lot.
Full, yeah.
And I think it's kind of something that's so many of us, if you don't do it every Thanksgiving, you've had at least one Thanksgiving where you were like, oh, you're going to have to roll me away from the table,
right,
everybody.
Right.
Like, even I have had Thanksgivings like this where I don't think I'm going to be able to move from the table.
Yeah.
You're going to have to literally roll me to the couch, everybody.
Or better yet, just bring the TV in here, like the football, you know.
I'm here for the duration.
Could somebody just turn my neck so I can see the TV? If you could just turn my head. The average person will eat over 3,000 calories on Thanksgiving, so you might feel like this could happen, but could it really? Is it possible to eat so much on Thanksgiving that your stomach could explode or expand to? Let's not think of this as exploding like at the end of The Life of Brian or something like that.
Yeah.
Or is it The Life of Brian? No, it's not
meaning
the Life. The Meaning of Life in Monty Python or whatever.
Right.
It's more so expanding. Can you, like, we feel like we're full, and then on Thanksgiving, we're so full, we're fuller than we ever are. Can your stomach truly expand? Someone asked an expert, and the answer is yes. It's technically possible for either of these, your stomach to explode or expand.
Wow.
It is not possible for your stomach to explode in the cartoon sense.
No.
It's not like a balloon bursting.
No. But the medical term is gastrointestinal performication. Gastrointestinal perforation.
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 Gastrointestinal perforation.
Perfume.
Ah.
Gastroperfume.
Ugh.
No. It does happen. But usually not just from overeating. More common reasons are ingesting a corrosive chemical or swallowing something sharp.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just eating too much food could cause a burst, but probably not. The walls of your stomach are pretty thick, and your body has a natural safeguard to preventing it. You know that one anytime if you drank too much.
Exactly.
That is the natural safeguard that every stomach has.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat too much for your stomach to handle, you're much more likely to feel extremely nauseous and just throw it back up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So bloating, heartburn, and indigestion. I'm just about to do with the commercial.
Yeah. Dose after dose.
And good reasons to rein yourself in this Thursday. But an exploding stomach isn't really something you need to worry about.
That's good to know.
That's reassuring.
But it doesn't matter, even if you feel like your pants fit the same, no matter what, you still have to undo the top button. Like,
right.
it's something you feel like you have to physically do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are other things that you do? Like, I think, like, we're a Tums family. You know, the Tums, yeah. Those are a good one. Always a good one to go to. Is there other quick fixes out there? I know my nan used to use Alka-Seltzer. That was another
Alka-Seltzer,
one.
Alka-Seltzer, just seltzer water.
Pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, where do you leave it in?
We're going through every ad today. Yeah. I love that. All the old school ads.
All the old school ads. Where's the beef? No, sorry.
it doesn't really fit.
Long holiday.
But I'm not sure.
Now I'm just going to throw it. I've fallen and I can't get up. Just throw as
that
many
one might.
It.
That one might.
Might fit.
You know, we have to remember here, too, that the feeling of being full is not your stomach. It's your brain. That comes from your brain.
Yeah,
it does not come
point.
From
it's
your stomach. Mm-hmm. And there are people out there that don't have that. Don't
true.
Have the full feeling because it's a brain thing. So
yeah,
we have to
I
keep
don't
that
have
in mind.
That very often.
Yeah.
I don't really ever feel full.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
I certainly do, because I know when I've hit my limit, it's like, ugh. Like James saying,
I run into the problem that I don't eat consecutively enough, like consistently mm-hmm. enough. Mm-hmm. And if I go like a day where I've had a small meal the day before and the next day I have a big meal, I feel full right away. Like my stomach, it just doesn't, my poor stomach, it has no idea what's going on. None. If it's true that like your brain and your stomach talk and all these things.
They do.
I have a feeling that mine haven't talked in years. Like it's been a long time since they've been in touch.
And it's really bitter.
Yeah.
It's a very,
very
bitter relationship.
Very
right
bitter
there.
Relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not on speaking terms, my stomach and my brain. They're not. My heart's staying out of it. But like, I don't want nothing to do with this. I'm out of this. I'm out. Just wash my hands at this whole thing. We will take a break. We will come back and talk some more about old school commercials and plenty
eating
more.
Too much on Thanksgiving. Yes, yes.
I want. All right, that's the theme today. Okay, call up 715-424-2600 and just randomly give us old commercial lines,
jingles,
old
whatever.
Jingles
yeah.
And if you do that, you'll get a shirt. All right, you'll get a shirt.
Nice.
We gotta start giving shirts away again.
We do.
Start
doing we got lots
yeah.
of
stuff giving away. So call up 424-2600. You could do that. No, you could also get us your birthdays and anniversaries.
Nice, Paul.
And plenty more, because that's coming up. Misty's is coming up on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From
Wisconsin
with
love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio WFHR. 46 today, under cloudy skies, east winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation, tonight, 32. Cloudy again, tomorrow, 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older. You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu. Let's do it. Let's dive right in, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. Celebrate with our friends at Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 6 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really email any of our staff here, and they'll get it to us. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages, WFHR, WIRI. Either one will get right to us, and call up and join the conversation.
Yeah.
Love to hear from you.
715-424-2600.
Yes, indeed.
If you've got the Civic Media app, you're just one touch away from joining the conversation. Go ahead and download that app right now.
Get your jingles ready.
Go ahead, download it. Wait. Go ahead and download it.
Come on.
Wait for it. Right. You ready? Okay, now we can go on. Now we can get to the celebrating. We need a one or a two. Melissa, give me a one or a two.
Two.
That gives us our qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to my cousin, Christina Snell.
Oh.
Oh, happy birthday, Christina.
Happy birthday.
It's one of my younger cousins. And you know how it is where you're the older cousin and the younger ones you don't get to know as well?
Yeah.
But Christina's awesome. She's a great human being. Great person. We wish you a great day, Christina. And we want to wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Sue Gamroth.
Ooh, happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Sue, we wish you a great day. Enjoy. We hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy
mm-hmm.
birthday to Sue. And we get moving into our celebrity birthdays here. And let's see. Michael Clifford from 5 Seconds of Summer is 28.
That's a band of some sort.
Yes.
They play music.
Australian.
Are they? Because I don't know who they are. Okay.
He's Australian, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Guitarist right. of the pop rock band.
The pop rock band.
I feel like I should know that song, and I don't.
Yeah.
I might know. It's one of those ones, probably I'll hear it. And
there's
then
one or
I
two
it,
hits they had. Yeah, I think you're right, man.
The hip-hop rapper Future is 40. He's got a couple of hits.
Nice.
Let's see here. Andrea Riseborough is 42. Mandy and Nicolas Cage's Mandy. Tom Cruise's lover in Oblivion. Michael Keaton's girlfriend in Birdman. Good character actor. She's good.
Very cool.
Couple of singers that you heard us mentioning over on the Wis Country Sunrise Show. Josh Turner is 46 today.
Mm-hmm.
Why Don't We Just Dance? That's a good song.
Why Don't We Just Dance?
That's a fun song. And Dierks Bentley is 48. What Was I Thinking? Drunk on a Plane. He's got a couple of big hits there.
Drunk on a Plane. That's a great title.
One of my favorite human beings. Joel McHale is 52 today.
Oh, Joel McHale.
A lot of people will remember him as the host of Soup, the Soup on E. That's
soup,
where
yeah.
he got his real big break. I watched every single second of that. I loved him on it. He's also been around for a long time as a stand-up comedian, done a really good work as that. I actually got to see him in the TBS's Just for Laughs the first year they did that.
Oh.
Kind of like a rolling tour of comedians. Joel was the MC for it and did some stand-up and MC'd it. He was amazing. I got to see it in the Chicago Theater. And it was just, I've always wanted to see something in that theater before, and getting to see that, and Dion Cole and some great comedians, it was really, really good.
Cool.
But most of us know him as Jeff Winger on Community. Six seasons in a movie. The movie is being made. Big fans of the Community TV show, the movie is all set. The script has been written. Everybody is signed up, including Donald Glover. They're just trying to figure out the scheduling because of the recent strikes and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's going
to
cause some issues. But
Dan Harmon has been on record as saying a number of times that this is all set in stone. It's all ready to go. The cast is ready to do it. And if you're a big Community fan, you're excited about that.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I love that show.
Yeah. I haven't finished the show yet. Because I'm not paying for Netflix.
Right on.
There good you
on.
Go.
I'd rather just buy the show outright.
There you go.
You are not alone, Melissa. It is fascinating to me what just happened to Netflix over the last week. I've been barking about them for a while mm-hmm. that they just keep canceling shows that we like over and over again. It's to the point where I don't even bother watching new shows on Netflix anymore. Because
what's the point?
Yeah, they're just going to cancel it as soon as I start to like it anyway. But they recently canceled 5 shows, and one of them is Shadow and Bone. and it's not one of their more popular shows, but it was like that. It was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Their number, you go ahead and look in your search engine real quick, and their stockholders are freaking out right now because they their subscribers dropped more than, from this than they did when they did the whole, like, you can't mutually share anymore stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, they are scrambling. Like, this weekend, they were scrambling trying to figure this out and what they can do. Maybe don't cancel everything. Maybe treat your creatives well, better. And maybe you shouldn't have burned the bridges you did during the strikes.
Or that.
Now you're going to have people don't want to work for you, people don't want to watch it. You know, that's a poor business model.
Yeah, yeah. Joel McHale, one of the better character actors and better like TV actors I've ever seen. And he was a producer on our TV show that we did out in California, and I only met him once, and I didn't really meet him. He talked to like 30 of us. Could not have been cooler. He stayed on set. He was very encouraging. Like, just a good guy. Just a good guy.
The thing I like about him most, he's one of those stone-faced performers.
Yeah.
He doesn't break for anything. He's so amazing.
He's got a TV show on Fox, Animal Behavior or something like that. It's coming back in January. It's a fun show. Mm-hmm. It's a fun show. Mike D from the Beastie Boys is 58.
Woo!
Brass Monkey! No, it's Sabotage.
Sabotage.
Big Beastie Boys fan over here. Let's see here. Ming Na is 60. Fennec on The Mandalorian. Am I saying that right? I can't remember. I don't hear her name very often. Or hear the name very often.
Yes, yeah.
Dr. Chen on ER. Melinda May on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No,
and and the voice of Disney's Mulan.
That's right, yes. She's awesome. Yeah. She is so cool. I love her.
Sean Young is 64.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
That threw me.
The past.
The android in Blade Runner, I think, is probably her most famous role.
Probably.
A lot of people would know her in Ace Ventura, too, I think.
Yeah.
Sean Young was all set to be one of the bigger actors of the 80s, and she just got in her own way. Like, there are some of the weirdest off the field issues you've ever heard are kind of tied to Sean Young.
Mm-hmm.
And quite an interesting career, too. Good actor. Good actor. Mm-hmm. Bo Derek is 67 today.
Wow. The 10 is 67.
Yeah.
How about that, man?
Nicely done. Well done. Joe Walsh is 76. The Eagles, leader of the James Gang.
Mm-hmm.
Lion Eyes, Witchy Woman, Tequila Sunrise. In the City, he wrote that classic for the 79 Warriors flick. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, my dad, as soon as they tell him it's Joe Walsh's birthday, he's going to listen to In the City and walk away from the James Gang.
Oh, Funk 47 for me, man.
Funk 47's a good one.
That's one of my favorite all-time favorites, yeah.
Walk Away is one of my top 20 favorite classic rock songs. Like, it's a great guitar, great everything, Joe Walsh. Also want to wish a very happy birthday to President Joe Biden. Happy 81st birthday to President Biden.
Oh.
81?
That's
really?
Today? Wow, okay.
I'd like to think that, and I know that this, trust me, I know this doesn't exist, but I'd like to think that, you know, on days like this, as Americans, we can sit back and put our politics aside and look at, okay, we have a sitting president celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you, and then look at their life. And I think if you look at Joe Biden's life, and again, you strip away the politics, all right, I'm just asking you to look at the man. Quite an impressive life. and resilient.
Yeah.
Like one of the better American stories. We talk about comeback stories. We talk about resilience. We talk about things we pride ourselves on being Americans. President Biden has encompassed quite a bit of this. Again, strip away from the politics. And if you can do that as a human being, I admire you. I credit you. And I hope that there are more of you out there than not. Because we need to be able to do this more and more in society.
Right.
You can have a problem with a politician's politics. That has to stop there. This idea of threatening human beings, this idea of having these signs that say F this person and that kind of stuff and everything. Miss me with that, man. That's not the America I know. That's not the America I want to live in. That's not the America that I'm proud of. When you hear me ramble during the Olympics or any other time of the year, USA, USA. Like, I talk about all of us because I take all of us and I accept you as you are. But, I mean, come on. There's got to be a line in the sand for this stuff here where you're just acting like a child. We don't let kids vote. We don't let children vote. We don't act like a child. Like,
in other words, right.
That doesn't add up to me. Like, how can you be an adult and just be so childish about these things? I can do it. I don't see what's so difficult about it. Norman Greenbaum, 81, for the Spirit in the Sky.
Spirit
himself.
In the Sky. It's a great song. I love that song. It's so good.
One of the greatest duos in comedic history, Dick Smothers, is 85 today.
Oh.
Big
Dick and Tommy.
I was always a fan in comedic duos of the straight man. Mm-hmm. As somebody who was always too serious and somebody that I knew I was going to be the straight man in most comedy of my life. And Dick Smothers, one of the greatest straight men in history.
Yes.
Like, as far as comedy goes and everything.
One of the things I like most about that is that he's actually the younger brother.
Yes.
Dick is the younger brother, but everyone thought he was older because of the persona that Tom did, of course, the the idiot kind of brother thing.
That's a great note on that. Their comedy still holds up. I actually went back and watched some with a student of mine a while back, and so much of their comedy has aged just fine.
It has.
Crazy, because one of the things, even more than music, comedy does not age well.
In general, it doesn't.
It really, really doesn't. I go back and watch a lot of Rob Williams and George Carlin bits and Richard Pryor. And for every one that it hits, there's ones where they're talking about Lee Iacocca or something I don't know. This does not fit. I'm lucky I know the references because I was alive or something.
And check out their records, too, because you find out how talented musicians they were, too.
Very.
Fabulously talented.
That's cool that Dick's still alive.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's interesting that they got kicked off of TV for a while because they were critical of the political mainstream.
That's right.
Way ahead of their time on that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Way ahead of their time.
They were.
And also giving so many people opportunities and breaks on that show that didn't get them without it. Wouldn't have gotten them without it.
People that were blacklisted for that matter. Pete Seeger especially. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bob Einstein, born on this day in 1942, passed away in 2019. You might not know that name, but you know Super Dave Osborne.
Yes, you do.
He was also Larry on Arrested Development. I forgot all about that. Oh, God, he was so good on that show. And Marty on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
dry delivery, Super Dave. Mm-hmm. Great dry delivery. Richard Dawson, born in this day in 1932, Family Feud host. Mm-hmm. Was also the Match Game, Hogan's Heroes, and in the Running Man. He was in the movie Running Man.
I'm almost ashamed at how much I liked that movie when I was younger.
Oh, me too. Yeah, I hear you, man. Oh, yeah. Robert F. Kennedy, born in this day in 1925, passed away way too young in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
Just an amazing human being.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been president.
In all likelihood,
I feel like it's more far-fetched to say he wouldn't have been president than he would have had things gone differently. And Duane Allman, born in this day in 1946, passed away in 71. You can't talk about music without talking about the Allman Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my book, at least.
Especially his guitar.
God, yeah. God, yeah.
One of the best.
The harmonies of the original Allman Brothers band.
Yeah. the interlocking guitars are just, it's amazing.
Because I'm glad you said that, because for when I talk about this, I think I don't go in depth enough. When I'm talking about harmonies with the Allman Brothers, it's not just the singers. It's the guitars with them.
Duane and Dickie Betts. So you get playing together. Mm. Yeah, good stuff.
Man, I love me some Allman Brothers. that is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But one more time, wishing a happy birthday to Christina.
Happy birthday, Christina.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Sue Gamereth.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day and enjoy some Misties. They're open right now. Head on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good day from all of us. Stick around for your state and local news. And coming up after that, we're talking earworms.
All right.
We're talking with that song, Get Stuck in Your Head.
So get ready. There's going to be a song stuck in your head now.
It's all coming up for you on WFHR's Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem, and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will also argue the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. Governor Evers' Task Force on Artificial Intelligence meets again today. The governor wants the panel to look at how best to use AI for Wisconsin's workforce. That includes a focus on equity and economic opportunity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The avian bird flu has been identified in a backyard flock in Wisconsin for the first time in over a year. The flock is located in Taylor County and is the first infection reported in the state since November 7, 2022. Over the past month, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota have identified new cases of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in domestic flocks. HPAI viruses are highly contagious and often fatal to domestic poultry. Officials recommend strong biosecurity measures to protect backyard birds from the virus. Washing hands, disinfecting equipment, restricting access to the birds, and separating new birds from existing flocks for at least 30 days. If possible, also keep birds indoors. Renowned organist George Felty will perform at McMillan Memorial Library this week. On Wednesday, November 22nd, you can attend a concert in the Fine Arts Center from 1:30 to 3. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Woo-hoo! Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. They won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 46 today, under cloudy skies, east winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation, tonight, 32. Cloudy again, tomorrow, 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one, and that song doesn't get stuck in your head.
Too late. No.
Yep. It's one of those. It is one of those ones that could be an earworm. That's one of those songs. It definitely could be.
It could, but. The one that is for me is that commercial we just heard a little while ago from Crockett Septic.
That's hilarious, Melissa. And I actually had a friend of mine mention that this weekend. She had a snap out there that said, that's the Crockett Septic song stuck in my head. And I messaged her, story of my life.
Yes, indeed. So, they're commonly known as earworms. We'll just dive right into this, if that's all right. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other terms also that I read that I hadn't heard before. Brainworm, sticky music, stuck song syndrome.
Sticky music.
I like scientifically, that one. Yeah. It's referred to as involuntary musical imagery with the acronym INMI, which I like to say in me.
Yeah.
Which is it's the perfect acronym for this spontaneous mental recall of music.
That is.
So most people deal with this, where it's just a fragment of music. It's three or four bars. It goes around and around in your head. And sometimes, all right, this is a nice background, or sometimes it's unpleasant and intrusive. So what it creates a phonological loop in your short-term memory. Now there's a lot of different reasons that they have of why this happens or why it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Some say that it's songs that we listen to a lot, or one that we just listened to most recently. It can be songs that remind us of past events or memories. Some studies say it can happen when you're in a good mood. Others say it happens when you're feeling drowsy, lonely, tired, or bored.
So anytime, basically.
Pretty much. It's kind of the research on this is all over the place. Mm-hmm. But it does seem to happen more often to women than men.
Oh.
Which
I thought that was interesting. Yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and then also they talked about personality traits, where some people can experience it more with certain personality traits than others, but some found no interaction. So I don't. It really is all over the place as far as earworms go.
The personality traits part, Melissa, I find fascinating, and I'm very curious to see how that the research for that grows, and if they are able to find any connections with a certain personality trait in this. I'm very curious about that part to see where not that we have answers right now necessarily, but the work that gets done on this, because they're not letting this topic go. They're going to be doing the research on this for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, and for good reason. But before we get into that, I just want to go over here quickly. They did a survey of 3,000 people of songs between 2010 and 2013 that were named most frequently as In Me songs. Mm-hmm. So I just want to go through these quickly. Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
I've got that right here, Melissa. I'm just going to play I got like three of these. I'm going to play snippets really quick.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to play Bad Romance real quick here.
Sorry, guys.
So a little of that there, Lady Gaga.
Yep. And then we've got Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue.
Oh, boy.
Going to play a little of that for you.
This is going to be mine.
Yep.
Must be easy if you just say la, la, la over and over again.
Yeah, that one definitely does get stuck in your head, yes.
Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one for sure.
Thank you for not playing that one, James. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
Somebody that. That I Used to Know, Gautier.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5. California Girls by Katy Perry.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
And you know I got that one right locked up.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
I was trying to find a perfect spot to like cut it off that we never would, but right in the middle.
I always think Wayne's World.
And then
the
last two are by Lady Gaga, Alejandro and Poker Face.
Fascinating to see like any artist show up more multiple times on a list
and
like
she's
this.
She's on the list three times.
Three times.
Yes.
Wow. I to me, that means you know how to write a pop hit. Like,
yeah,
that,
you've got a hook there. Yeah. You know how to make hooks.
You are really good at the hook. You are really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, studies suggest of ways to try to get it out of your head. We've all heard them. Sing the song all the way through. Just, you know, like, try to sing a different song.
Mm-hmm.
One thing they recommend is just to passively accept it.
Yes. Yes.
Just accept
it. Realize that it's just going to be there and move on.
That's what works for me.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, that's what works for me, is just accepting it. And I don't know why. I've known this since I was a kid, because this has been a problem of mine. My earliest memory of this is fifth grade.
Oh, really?
And I remember having a hard time focusing in class because of it. And once I just kind of started to sing the song, I was okay. I did get detention, though, because apparently I was singing it out loud. Didn't realize I was doing that. It was very embarrassing.
Well, now there's several studies, and I want to dive into these quickly. But they say that the main cause for these musical hallucinations is that your brain is not receiving enough sound stimulation. The brain is constantly looking for signals that it can interpret. Now, they say that this happens actually more often, these musical hallucinations, to older patients that or older people around 73 years old or up who also live alone. And it can also happen if you're suffering from hearing impairment, where you can't hear any sounds. So your brain is looking for those sounds and it just creates them themselves.
Wow.
Other research says that this is also can be called in the medical field musical ear syndrome, and it's a type of hallucination, like I said, commonly associated with hear loss, but it can also be attributed to some diseases, excessive compulsive disorder, schizophrenia, or mood disorders. Some people hear this because of medication that they can be on.
Wow.
So if it's something that's actually driving you nuts and feeling like you can't control it, you may want to see a doctor about it.
Oh, wow.
But others say that the ability to carry music in your head can be a skill. This is related to the Suzuki method of learning how to play music, because if you can visualize the music in your head without it coming at you by sound waves, that will help you to create music easier.
Oh, wow. That's really
cool. And one last thing, there's a very interesting study that they are doing to help people who have lost their ability to speak. And by studying what the brain does when, so this patient, they asked them to play a piece of music on a piano with the sound turned on. And they monitored the brain activity that happened while that was going on. And then they had them do that again with the sound turned off on the piano, and the person visually, you know, like hearing the music in their head versus actually hearing it through their ears. And then comparing the brain activity produced for each type of the study. And they're just getting going on this, but they're hoping that they can... For patients who have lost the ability to speak, they're going to be able to use this research to determine whether the sounds they imagine can be recreated.
God, is that beautiful.
Wow.
That's fascinating.
And they hope that they'll eventually be able to help individuals speak again by reading their internal speech and reproducing it vocally.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That is really something.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That is beautiful.
So, The soundtracks in our heads might be able to someday help people speak again.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
To think of that, like earworms could help people. Like, you know, that's something that could happen. That's pretty cool. I don't know if it's famously or not, or infamously, but Maya Angelou from the age of 7 until she was about 13 didn't speak. And she talks about this, and one of the things she said that helped her find her voice again was music. I don't know. Just hearing that story as a kid, then hearing Melissa talk about that part of the story, I find that very interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Healththing.ca is the website that I was looking at for the majority of this, Melissa. Is that the main website we can send people to if they want to read more about this?
That's the one that has the songs, and it does go over pretty well. But yes, I found several. Serendipitystudio.org and this violinist.com, and the last one was medicalexpress.com that was talking about the study with trying to help people.
Serendipity Song, again. By the way. That's a great website.
It sounds a great name. Yeah.
We got about a minute left with this in the segment here and everything. Is there anything you guys want to discuss about? I find this topic fascinating already, let alone before Melissa sent over this article to us and everything, and I started really diving into the topic. I didn't, at least 80% of this, I did not know. And that's weird for me because I go down rabbit holes all the time right. about subjects like this.
Exactly.
I found it really interesting. I also found it like, hey, I felt like some of this stuff I should have known. Like, we should be known. This, I don't know a person alive that hasn't had a song stuck in their head and right. wanted to get it out of their head. And and then to hear some of these things that can be associated with that, that not necessarily means that you have any of these things, but it seems like this should be a little bit more common knowledge to know some of this stuff.
And I was telling a lot of people. Go ahead, Seth.
I was going to say, but earlier today, I told James, before I even knew we were going to do this topic, that I had a Kyler Cusio song stuck in my head all weekend, it speaks well of how good of a songwriter she is, actually. Yeah. So.
And how much work we give Seth.
Yeah. I've been listening to her a lot lately. Yeah, I just realized that, too. So.
Yeah, well, but it's good listening, too.
No, absolutely.
And I do think it's very common, especially if you read. I dove into a couple threads on like Reddit of people talking about this topic. I think it is very, very common for people to have earworms. What is less common is to have the full music hallucinations where you're hearing an entire song in your head.
Right, yeah.
Or constantly have. There is a song constantly playing in your head. And the reason this topic came up is I was talking with my girlfriends when we were hanging out a couple weekends ago. And one of my friends said, you know, I found out that that's not normal. Do you guys have a song constantly in your head? I'm like, yes. And the other friend is no. And thank God, because that would drive me absolutely crazy.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I always have a song in my head.
Yeah, same. Same.
It's kind of a constant thing. It changes, but it can be from beginning to end.
You've got it on shuffle in your head there. Yeah. You've got a little CD shuffle thing going on there.
I do this thing, especially on the weekends, because it's the only time I really have to listen to music, where I just, every once in a while there's a song I want to hear, sure, but otherwise I just hit shuffle. Mm-hmm. And whatever comes up and everything. But chances are, one of those songs that comes up is going to be in my head all day. And there's times where, one of these thoughts that you have, personal thoughts that you have, like, I have the worst radio station of all time playing in my head. Like, two songs a day it plays. Like,
and back just, and forth.
Yeah, back just back and forth, over and over these songs are playing. But it's, I think an important note to take from this, one of the important notes to take from this is something Melissa was just touching on there. There's a difference of having like a refrain or just a certain part of the song stuck in your head and the whole song stuck in your head.
That might help. Less common.
Yeah, and that might help you understand whether or not this is a thing that you need to look into or not.
Right.
And again,
well, and also how disruptive it is to your life.
Right.
Yes.
But understand that it is fairly normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're all going to be singing, I just can't get you out of my head.
Oh, yeah, that definitely.
Oh,
definitely.
No, I got the cure for that. Crockett! No,
there you go. Right?
Hate you, Seth. Hate you.
It's the background sound effects that get me on the Crockett septic. Yeah, the whip.
The whip. Random whip.
We got good ones coming up for you, everybody. We're going to take you to the break after this one, right, on WFHR's Locally Grown Radio Morning Show.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
46 this afternoon under cloudy skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 32 tonight, chance for mixed precipitation. Tomorrow, high of 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Never gonna dance again. 2 feet got no rhythm. James, Melissa, Seth with you. I like George Michael a lot. I think amazing, amazing, amazing artist. This song has just been always so silly to me.
I just realized you speaking the lyrics, yeah, they make like zero sense.
No sense at all.
Just
as a little kid, I used to drive my dad crazy because he liked the song, and I'd just make fun of it, and he'd get so mad at me. Really, I'm a big fan of George Michael, though. Very good artist. Very, very, like almost underrated singer. Like his singing range and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The other day I heard his hit with Aretha Franklin that he did. A little like lost hits of the 80s kind of thing. I was on that rabbit hole. So speaking of getting songs stuck in your head.
Oh, boy.
That is an underrated song. And he hangs with Aretha Franklin in that song.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
Queen of Soul, man.
For sure.
Man.
A doctor on TikTok went viral giving the reasons why you shouldn't why you should not showering with the water that's too hot. That is the worst written sentence of all time.
Wow, that is terrible.
That is a horribly written sentence.
It needs an editor.
You shouldn't take hot showers, okay?
There you go.
It starts with a stitch from a guy saying he can't shower with his wife because of how blistering hot she likes it. Then it switches to the doctor saying that excessively hot water can destroy natural oils that can keep your skin moisturized, cause redness and irritation, damage your hair, and you can even pass out if exposed to it too long.
Wow, yeah. Woo. Holy cow.
I think an important note as we're getting into the winter months here, I'm sure I'm not alone on this. I love a warm shower. I love a hot shower. Love a hot shower.
It's very comforting.
Yeah.
Taking quite a few of them in my life. yeah. No.
That's cold showers.
Those are cold showers.
So I think that now this is one of those things that I feel like, okay, you kind of get this if you've ever taken a really hot shower before. You don't need a doctor to tell you this, but it is kind of nice sometimes to have the backing of science, be like, okay, yeah, this confirms what I already felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true. So and I think we've touched on that before. One of those things where it's like, I think we have to mention it every 6 months or so.
Yeah,
Don't take too high of a this is hot of a shower, everybody. Ruin your skin.
Are we ready to talk a little bit about our Thursday Friday lineup this week? Our audience?
I think we are. Yeah.
Let's do it. Absolutely.
Let's do it, man.
We got a really fun set of days for you lined up this weekend, this week. Thursday, Friday, of course, Thanksgiving, and the day after Thanksgiving, as they call it, Black Friday. We will not have our live content on the air. Our sister station, WIRI, will be playing great country music for you in your mornings instead of the Sunrise Show. And we've got a really fun way to give you 2 great hours back-to-back days here. At the studio. So we're going to do some fun stuff, Seth.
Yes, we are. In fact, on Thanksgiving Day at 8 o'clock, we are going to have something we have not done before yet, but now we've got enough of them, we can put them together. We have a best of the Kitchen's Open segment, which Melissa is choosing, and appropriate ones for the holiday.
We'll pull some of ours from over the year that have to do with topics around Thanksgiving.
So that's going to be the first hour on Thanksgiving. The second hour, that's from 9 to 10, we're going to have a special autumn edition, just 1 hour of Seth Faces the Music with some autumn songs, because you know what? Not a lot of Thanksgiving songs out there.
Yeah.
So you kind of had to broaden it out. So we're going with autumn instead, since we're knee deep in autumn right now. And then on Friday at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have another hour of the best of the Kitchen's Open.
A different hour.
Yeah. Give her more work.
Yeah
that's a great idea.
There you go, Melissa. Another segment.
For Melissa.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it'll be a couple more different segments from on Thursday. So on Friday from 8 to 9, we'll be having that. And then from 9 to 10, we're going to have a best of the director's cut. We're going to be pulling from, since it is technically the day after Thanksgiving, we're going to call that the start of holidays.
Yeah.
Just randomly, you know, because we want to do that. We're going to be talking about our favorite holiday. Melissa, James, and I talk about our favorite holidays. James and I then talk about some holiday movies, favorite Christmas movies, to be specific. And then we're going to do a rebroadcast of our fun drama, ArtNet, that we did, that we broadcast last year. So it's or earlier this year, I should say. But so, yeah, that's what's coming up on Friday from 9 to 10.
It's going to be a really fun lineup, and we can still give you guys some good content for to start your morning off, serious comedy to start your day. Looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And just as a note to the audience out there, something letting you look behind the curtain a little bit here. Of course, got the Christmas break coming up. Probably going to have a similar thing for that. And, you know, going forward here, this is kind of giving us a blueprint, a bit of an outline of how we can handle our days away
From
all of you out there.
So but looking still give you local content.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's the job. That's the job. That's what we'll be
doing. That's why we're
here. As long as we're here, the three of us are here, we're going to keep on giving that to you, everybody.
Yep.
This Thursday, we'll also feature the Luke Fickell Show at 7:05. Join us for that right here at WFHR. And on Friday, you got Wisconsin Hockey at 6:30 right here at WFHR. On Friday, really proud of this. Love being able to do this every year. Assumption Basketball, Assumption versus Port Edwards on WIRI. Our pregame will start at 7:40 for that. Of course, the Cranberry Classic going on this
Cranberry
weekend.
Cranberry Classic, yes.
Love being able to talk about that. That's going to be fun. And Wisconsin Badger football on your radio dial. One more game, at least one more game this season. It looks like they will get that bowl game.
That's
so
nice.
Probably got at least two more games of Badger football this year. One of them right up. We'll have both of them here at WFHR,
yes, we will.
I'm sure. And Assumption Basketball.